Yeah.
We burnt wood anywhere from that big round.
What about?
On the fireplace. Yeah. To that big round. The bigger we could get it, it would last longer.
But how long did the backlog stay in there?
It stayed in there all day. And then be the coals in the fireplace next morning for us to build us another fire.
Oh, nice.
We wouldn't have to stack a match and be cold there to have another fire.
Yeah. And what did you call that place that stuck out in front of the fireplace?
Hearth.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, a big brick hearth out in the front. And we had a hearth in the front of ours, and then we had a man board up top here that we set things on.
Uh-huh, yeah. What kind of stuff did you put up there?
Pictures, clock, and I don't know what all.
Yeah.
Just first one little article or another we kept on that mantle board.
Yeah.
And then we in our kitchen and dining room, that we didn't use it, but it was made out because we used our kitchen and dining room with the 10 rooms. It was plenty big enough for us to have a dining room and kitchen too. But we had two rooms sitting out this way in an L. And me and my sister had our playhouse there.
What do you mean in an L? Can you tell me what you mean?
The house was built. Like that.
Oh, shaped just like the letter L.
Right?
Yeah.
Now here's the 10 rooms running this way.
The
hole.
Yeah, and the hole.
We got a hole here and a hole here.
Yeah.
And then here this goes back. Well, there's a hole here. And this is two rooms back here.
And the short piece was called L, is that right?
Yeah, here's where the 10 rooms is in the hall. I'll go here. Well, now that's makes an L out of it. And here's right there was kitchen and dining room there.
In the L.
Yeah. And then there's a hallway here. That goes out in the L. There was three big halls and 10 big rooms.
That's a big house.
It was 13 rooms with the halls, counting the halls. And we had a big windmill right at the end of our girl's bedroom.
Is that right?
An overhead tank.
Yeah.
And a ground tank. We had both. We had the overhead tank, and then the overhead tank was close to Papa's Nae's bedroom. They could look out and see it from their bedroom, and us girls, we couldn't see the ground tank, but we could feel it if we got up there and got in with the plan, if Daddy didn't see us.
You could feel it?
We'd get in there and play with it. Pedal around in it if it wasn't too full and Daddy didn't see it, but if he caught us, it'd be too wet to plow. The cows and horses would break out of it.
And could you get into it? How could you get into it?
It was open. It was a great big open tank.
Okay, I see.
It was big around. It was big around as this house, as this room here, bigger.
That's pretty big.
And then the overhead tank was nearly that big around.
Yeah.
Because it was that big around, or bigger, because it furnished three rent houses besides the big ranch house that we lived in. And we had pipes to run the water to these other houses, and it furnished that, and to the barn over there. We had a barn sitting off over that way.
Yeah.
And it furnished as a big old tank over there that we had to keep full for the stock all the time.
You must have had a good well.
We did. Mm-hmm. It was deep and it's soft water. And then...
What do you call those things in the fireplace that you lay wood across? Did you have anything in the fireplace?
Dogs.
That's
what we called them. They was dogs. We had them too. And we had a big fireplace in this dining room that me and sister played in.
Yeah.